Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have guests in the studio.
We do. We have.
So I'm Jasmine. I'm from Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks.
And you are?
I'm Stuart from Southern Water.
Stuart from Southern Water. So water and electricity don't usually mix, do they?
Definitely not.
Unless you're boiling some water in an electric kettle. Then you're fine, or you've got a steam iron, something like that. But you're here to tell us about your community stuff for people with additional requirements, things like that. So who's going to start?
I'll start first.
Go on then.
So I know that I've been here twice before talking about our priority services register. The good news is that we've actually partnered up with Southern Water because we're reaching out for the same thing. So just to kind of elaborate who we are once again. So at Scottish and Southern Electricity Network, we're the people who look after the wires, the cables, and we supply electricity to your homes and businesses.
Yes.
We fix power cuts. But what we don't do is send out electricity bills.
Yes.
So we look after the infrastructure.
You're what I would call in my trade a DNO.
Yes, distribution network operator.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so you actually, you say, the wires, cables, but you buy your power off of your chosen supplier. They're the ones that send the bills.
Yep, that's it. So in the household, you pay your electricity to your electricity supplier, but it's definitely on the Isle of Wight, SSEN, Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks. We get the power to your home.
Mm-hmm.
So with power cut, doesn't matter who you pay your bills to, it's us that turn up. So
and you dial? And you dial in the power cut?
105.
There we are. Okay, so, but you're not here to talk about just, you know, that bit. You've got this specialist priority services register.
Definitely. So we, as mentioned before, anybody who does need extra care or assistance in power cuts, we've actually teamed up now with Southern Water because we're reaching out to the same people with the same message. So we thought it'd be easier and more efficient to do it working alongside each other.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So SSEN, Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks and Southern Water, we are working together to offer help and support to those who need it most. So if we can help you better knowing of your circumstances, so say for example you have medical equipment in the home,
yes,
we know that if you do rely on electricity for stair lifts or even recliner chairs or medical equipment, nebulizers, oxygen machines, sleep apnea machines or anything other, we know in a power cut we need to get to you as soon as possible. And there is a lot of crossover, so say for example anybody's on dialysis, kidney dialysis, needs lots of water, then they know that on the Southern Water side they're covered as well.
Okay. So, yes, it's good because we had a friend, sadly no longer around, but he was on dialysis for a long time. And
at home.
At home, which is much better than being in the hospital one.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with the hospital one, not from some, but it's much nicer to be in your own home and saves a lot of travel. But, yes, he was on that. So he was on the priority register for both. So, so what does the water one offer then?
It's very similar, actually, very similar. Our priority services register allows us to identify which of our Southern Water customers need additional help. So, again, it's for our customers maybe of pensionable age, maybe they've got a disability or chronic illness or mental health issues, maybe they've got having difficulty seeing or hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different formats that we can actually communicate with our customers. So, Yaz mentioned there about dialysis patients. So for Southern Water customers, for those people who actually require a constant water supply, or maybe they've got limited mobility or they're housebound, if they're on the register, then we will actually deliver free bottled water to their homes.
I was going to say, because I understand with electricity, you might be able to do something with a temporary power supply or just help them out. But with water, that's a lot more difficult. So, yes, you actually can deliver bottled water.
We deliver bottled water, and we also set up and man water stations. So for those other members of the public can actually go out and collect bottled water as well.
Yeah.
So we actually work quite closely with our key stakeholders to help us out with those sort of logistics. There's other available as well, so we can actually arrange talking bills for you, so we can actually phone you up and explain your bill over the phone.
Okay.
We do large print. We still do braille bills and digital bills.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a text phone and minicom service. You can have your bill sent to a relative or a friend's care of.
Will they pay it for you?
I'm
too infirm. You go and pay my bills. That'd be fine. No, I'll give you to get the point because they can read it and check through and make sure it's okay and act on your behalf.
Yeah. We also allow you to register a password on your Southern Water account as well, so you know that if a representative were to knock on your door, we actually know it's a genuine Southern Water employee to deter bogus callers.
That's good.
Because a lot of people who need extra help may well be vulnerable, mightn't they?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So this may be a stupid question, but if you've got something like specialist fish and there's no water and for whatever reason, can you help them?
I'm sure we can. I don't know the exact answer to that, but I'm sure Southern Water will do as much as we possibly can to protect those fish or other pets.
Yeah, it's quite tricky with that one because obviously people with medical needs would take priority.
Of course.
Yes. We would like to think that if you're, you know, if you have a big tank full of tropical fish that you've got resilience plans in place for
you'd
that.
You'd have thought so, yeah.
We'd like to think
so. I told you it was a stupid question.
No, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
But your people from SSEN carry, do a password scheme as well, do you?
We do, yeah, we do exactly the same. Because a lot of it is door-to-door as well. So like myself, I would go out in a power cut and I would speak to those people already on our register as a first point of contact. And after that, I'd go to other people in the street or in the area. And it is good to know that who you are talking to is who they say they are. So we obviously wear badges as well.
Yeah.
But if you have a password that you've given against your address, we would provide that.
That's good. Yeah. So similarly, Southern Water employees carry a proper identification.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. That's always a. Always ask, folks. Always ask. Nobody will mind if they're a genuine visitor to your house. They will not mind you demanding to see their identification. They will not mind if you then shut the door and ring up that organisation and say, is this a real representative?
Yes. We recommend it.
We promote it to do that.
Because they will not mind at all. They're not putting them into any trouble. No. Okay, they might be standing on the doorstep getting soaked in the rain, but they will not mind because that's what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
Don't ever, ever let anybody into your house you're not sure about. That's something we really can't stress more strongly. So you do all that and you do it combined now.
Yeah, so we're working together. So basically we've gone to some events together, haven't we?
Yeah, and a number of community events. So we've been to the likes of local libraries and Job Centre Plus. So work in partnership now with the Footprint Trust.
Oh, yes. Good old Ray. Hi, Ray, if you're listening.
And there's also other meetings with other of our key stakeholders. So we really try hard to sort of engage with the likes of the Isle of Wight Council, the local authorities, Age UK.
Yeah, we had a really good. We were here at the Riverside Festival as well.
Riverfest. Yeah,
Riverfest.
Yes.
That was it.
That's it. Yes, yes. Are you at the county show on Sunday? We've got the Isle of Wight County show on Sunday.
I'm not here.
No,
I'm not here.
No, we weren't able to make this one. Okay. Sometimes they're full capacity, so we're not.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, but it's good that you do these public events, and I'm glad to hear you're tied in with Age UK because we do a lot of them with them here, and
we do,
that's
yes.
Must be part of the audience you're aiming at.
Yeah, basically. So we've got a range really of criteria that people could benefit from this. So it could be a matter of fact. So it could be, like Stuart said earlier, you don't have to be, you know, you could be of a pensionable age, for example. You can have. We've actually broadened our eligibility recently to cover things like mental health, because that is so important.
Yes.
And what we want to prevent is anyone being in a distressful situation and power cuts. And water cuts can be quite distressing.
Yes, they can, because you're so used to just turning on the tap, turning on the light, and it all happens. And then when it doesn't, you go. I tell you what.
And what is it? The first thing you say when you have a power cut? Let's have a cup of tea.
Yeah. The amount of times I get offered a cup of tea, knocking on somebody's door, asking them if they're okay.
Take a break now. I'll tell you what we do when we've got a power cut. We don't know that we get that many, I have to say, but we've got a way around that. Anyway, you're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 for Tuesday afternoon. We still have our guests in, do we not?
We do.
We have
Jasmine
from SSEN and
Stuart from Southern Water.
Stuart from Southern Water. Now, Stuart, you've got some additional stuff there about helping people with financial assistance, that kind of thing.
Yeah, most definitely. There's lots of help available out there for all of our Southern Water customers. The first one we've got is an excellent tariff called the Essentials Tariff. So basically, if your household annual income is less than $16,105, you qualify for a minimum 20% off your water bills. The lower the income, the higher the discount, which could range up to 90% off your Southern Water bills.
That's worth knowing about.
It certainly is.
And we don't take into consideration the likes of personal independence payments or disability leave allowance or attendance allowance. We don't count that as an income.
Okay.
But anything else, you know, under 16,105, you qualify. Also, we're actually working quite closely with Age UK with regards to our customers in receipt of pension credit. So that's any element of pension credit, whether it's savings or guarantee, you automatically get a 20% discount as well.
Oh,
right, so, okay.
That's worth knowing.
Excellent stuff. So,
the second one, the water shore tariff, is for customers, we can actually cap their metered bills. So if someone in the household is in receipt of mean tested benefit or tax credit, and either someone in the household has a medical condition, so they have to use additional water for that condition. So things like cirrhosis, eczema, OCD, dementia, we can cap your charges. Or if you have a large family, so that's three children under 19 years living at home, then we can cap your meter charges as well.
Oh, we should have that some years ago.
So you know you can use as much water as you need to and not have to stress about getting a very large bill.
Okay.
We've got the New Start scheme, which I'm very proud of. I actually introduced this to Southern Water back in 2003.
Yeah.
It's a payment matching scheme. So if you can start to pay your current charges and something towards the arrears, Southern Water will match pound for pound what we pay against the arrears. Ah. So if you pay £5 per month against the arrears, Southern Water will match that for you as well.
That sounds like a sensible way of getting out of debt in that case, doesn't it? Mm. Yes.
And finally, we've got the Water Direct. So if a customer is in receipt of mean tested benefits, so that's income support, job seekers allowance, employment support allowance, pension credit, universal credit, then the DWP can actually make deductions from your benefit and pay Southern Water directly. So that's a good scheme for those customers who maybe find it hard to budget.
And then they can pay bills. Excellent stuff. It sounds really good, though, doesn't it? It does, yes. Nice to know that help is out there should you need it. And don't be frightened of coming forward. If you're in trouble financially or whatever, ask. People are there to help. So how do people find out about these sort of things?
With Southern Water, you can contact our dedicated affordability team. So that's on 0800 027 0800. Or you can go online, southernwater.co.uk/difficulty paying your bill, and you can access all those financial assistance schemes as well as our priority services register.
Okay, and the priority service register for SSE and for Southern Electric is on the same website, isn't it?
Yes, so the joint leaflet and the joint information is all on Southern Water's website, and they'll be able to help over the phone.
We will put all that stuff up on our various pages as well. So
we will.
So if you're not sure, you didn't get all that down, contact the studio. Drop us an email, studio@vectisradio.fm, and we'll pass all that information on to you.
Yep.
And, of course, we'll podcast this interview a bit later on as well.
If you want to drop in and get a leaflet, I'm sure there'll be some left here in the
studio. Yes, we'll be leaving some.
Excellent stuff. So that's at the Riverside Centre. And so it's if you know somebody who you think needs to be on the Priority Services Register, you can get the leaflet from here or via the Southern Water website. Or via Ray at the Footprint Trust. That's correct, isn't it?
Yep.
And you get that, and even if you don't, if you aren't sure, ask.
Yes, always
definitely.
Ask.
Yeah, and there's people out there willing to help you. So
there are.
Power cuts happen. Sometimes they have to be planned. Sometimes they just happen.
Sometimes they just happen.
And water cuts generally happen just because they do, not because of any planned maintenance. Generally.
Yeah, it could be a burst main. It could be following, like last winter, we had that very bad winter of snow and the deep thaw, or in the hot summer.
Yeah.
So we have got a number of challenges. So we do try to be more proactive, to actually sort of contact our customers on our priority service. Which as soon as we know that there's an incident, we will try and contact you directly. And then it's the logistics of getting bottled water out to those who need it, or getting those stations manned.
Yes, of course. So that's... contact your supplier. Well, contact Southern Water, certainly on the Isle of Wight. Certainly parts of the SSEN network aren't in Southern Water's network. I know you've got a gap here.
Yeah, on the Isle of Wight, we cover the whole area together.
No, you do indeed.
It's on the mainland. Because that's when Portsmouth Water comes in, so it gets a bit complicated over there.
We're nice and simple.
If we're just talking about the Isle of Wight.
We like it here. Okay, so...
So basically, if you think you have a problem or you think you're having difficulty paying... ring up and ask, and someone can help you.
Yeah,
and if you
not
are...
Not SSE, because they don't send out bills.
We don't send out bills, but in the light
the water
of the
people.
Bad weather that's predicted, because we are predicted some heavy rainfall and also some thundery showers, if you do have a power cut, 24-hour 7 line is just 105.
105. Yeah. Now, just a quick point from my own point of view. If you have a mobile, great. If you've got a cordless phone, that's the only phone in your house, get a hardwired one, because you won't be able to dial anybody if there's no power.
Nope.
Nobody at all. They don't have backup batteries in them.
Nope.
So get yourself an ordinary hardwired phone. If you know somebody who's just got a cordless phone and no mobile, do try and ask them to get a wired phone, because otherwise you are a bit stuck.
Definitely.
Always worth knowing. But if you've got a Minicom or a text phone, you can use either the relay service or go to their text phone lines. Definitely. All that information will be on the Vettage Radio webpage at some point.
Or if you know someone vulnerable, pop round and see them and say, do you need any help?
Yes. Well, we did let your mum say, we went to see your mum and said there's a priority services register. She's not in Southern Water, so you're quite safe. but she is in SSEN's area, and she's now on the network, on the register,
she
as far as I know.
Is.
Yeah, so, but it could be a friend, could be a relative, but please do it, because there's people out there willing to help you.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
It's been lovely to see you all again.
Have you back again in... back around Christmas time, when the winter's about to hit
us. Yeah, it's usually about September, October time, isn't it?
Because
we need
to talk about winter precautions.
Look forward to it.
Please do.
We'll definitely come back. We love coming here.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.